Masking up again. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. With COVID cases rising, Philadelphia's returning to the days of requiring masks indoors. That includes restaurants, shops, and offices. Businesses can opt out if they require proof of vaccination.
Health officials say the mask mandate will be removed when the city's case numbers return to the all-clear level. That's when the average of new daily cases is less than 100 and hospitalizations are less than 50, or when cases have gone up by less than 50% over the previous 10-day period.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Much of the nation is moving in the other direction. The Boston Marathon set to be starting now. The first time that's happened on Patriots Day since the pandemic began. And Disney is resuming its former practice of having costume characters greet visitors at its amusement parks. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles hit the western Ukrainian city of Lviv, killing at least seven people. The attack comes as Moscow's troops stepped up strikes on the infrastructure in preparation for an all-out assault on the east. Plumes of thick black smoke rose over Lviv after a series of explosions shattered windows and started fires. It's been a violent weekend with gunfire breaking out in several places.
An enormous party inside of an Airbnb rental in Pittsburgh ended yesterday morning with two 17-year-olds shot dead. At least eight others were injured, according to Pittsburgh police, who say that at least one of the victims was as young as 14 years old who was injured there. And at least nine people were shot at a South Carolina restaurant yesterday. It happened at a lounge in Hampton County. That was the second mass shooting in 2 days in the state. On Saturday, 14 people were injured when a shooting broke out inside of a mall, shoppers running for their lives.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. America listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The White House resumes a pre-pandemic tradition, the Easter egg roll. Fox's Jill Nato with that.
The last time the White House had the Easter egg roll,
ready, set.
It was President Trump blowing the whistle to start the event. The pandemic canceled it the last 2 years. The First Lady, who's a teacher, is calling it the Education Roll. They have a reading nook and a schoolhouse activity area. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A Harry Potter spinoff didn't exactly have the magic touch at the box office.
A first place finish falls short of expectations.
What you're doing is madness. With or without you, I'll burn down their world.
Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, grossing an estimated $43 million in its debut, a franchise low for the third installment of the Harry Potter spinoff. Last weekend's winner takes a big tumble.
What's happening?
Okay, quick version. Robotnik is back.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 hauling in $30 million, down nearly 60%. Coming in a distant third.
You led me straight to the Lost City. Now, prepare to die.
There are just hundreds of snakes in this temple just waiting for us to show up.
What? Why aren't they biting that guy?
The action-adventure comedy The Lost City earning $6.5 million. Everything Everywhere All at Once and Father Stew round out the top five. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Police in New York City still trying to figure out who killed a Queens woman and put her body in a duffel bag. Fox's Todd Pyro.
Police calling it a mystery as they try and piece together what happened to the mother of two, Orsolya Gall. The bloody scene and duffel bag discovered early Saturday morning near a popular walking path in Queens.
Fox's Todd Pyro. A trail of blood led back to the victim's house. Police questioned her teenage son, but released him. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.